We welcome in Carla Marinucci from the California Playbook. And good morning, Carla. And, you know, I knew that that Mayor Ed Lee of San Francisco was a popular guy and, you know, kind of an unconventional politician. But I've been really amazed by the outpouring of love and sympathy for his family since his untimely passing night before last.
Yeah, absolutely, Pat. Even Bill, this morning, former President Bill Clinton tweeted how much Ed Lee will be missed. I mean, this is a guy who came up from public housing, immigrant family, and never really wanted to run for political office, but found himself sort of chosen to do so after Gavin Newsom ascended to lieutenant governor. So he took on a lot of challenges in San Francisco. This is a city that at the time was at the beginning of the tech boom, affordable housing, increasing rents, and homelessness.
Yep.
And yeah, there's a number of challenges Ed Lee faced. And, you know, I think a lot of people had huge respect for him trying to take that on. The death was a shock yesterday to San Francisco, and I think it's still a shock to a lot of people. And we've seen an outpouring of all kinds of emotions since this happened yesterday. So absolutely right. Ed Lee is the first Asian-American mayor of San Francisco. Is going to be remembered as somebody who tried to take on what has been tremendous issues in one of America's most vibrant cities and one of America's most challenged cities. So that's what he'll be remembered for.
And, you know, I was really surprised, Carla, to find out that the last time that a mayor died in office and somebody else had to take over the chair of the Board of Supervisors, it was Dianne Feinstein after George Moscone was assassinated. That's a long time ago.
That's right. It was 39 years ago, Pat, and I think a lot of people remember the day. I mean, I do, when Dianne Feinstein had to address San Francisco and announce the assassination of George Moscone and Harvey Milk last night. In the middle of the night, London Breed, the president of the Board of Supervisors, had to do the same. And I think all eyes are on her now. She also is a product of public housing, grew up with her grandmother in the Western Addition in San Francisco, and now becomes a political figure. One to watch in San Francisco and in the country, the first African-American mayor of San Francisco and only the second woman mayor of San Francisco.
Carla flipped on the 60 Minutes there over the weekend, and our governor was on fire. He said Donald Trump does not have the fear of the Lord. That's the root of his problems. I was like, wow.
And it appears the voters in Alabama last night, Larry, agreed with him on that. Yeah, Jerry Brown was in Paris this week at a major climate change conference. Donald Trump was not invited to that conference by the president of France. So I think at this point, Jerry Brown remains sort of the global ambassador with regard to climate change. And he continues to have a major voice in not only in the country, but on the global stage. So the comments about Donald Trump seemed to be echoed last night in Alabama. And I think a lot of Democrats are cheering on that.
And speaking of Alabama, Carla, okay, we're all still surprised by the outcome, some happily and some not happily. Wondering, though, if Trump's endorsement will finally put a dent in that Teflon Don's armor.
I think it's too early to say, Pat, but I do think Democrats are cheering this morning. Look, Donald Trump endorsed Moore. He campaigned for him on the phone and everywhere except in person. And this is looking at a ding on Donald Trump and on Steve Bannon. I apologize. I'm at the San Francisco airport.
So that's okay. We know it's busy there, Carla.
But I think, look, this is a moment where Democrats are saying women, black women particularly, African-American voters were incredibly important in that Alabama vote, and millennials. And this is where it's going to matter for Donald Trump when it comes to 2018 election and the 2020 election. You got a lot of Republicans in California that got to be nervous about what happened last night in Alabama.
No question about it. And one final question for you, Carla, where are you flying to?
I'm flying to D.C., where we're going to be meeting with some of our state representatives, including Kamala Harris and some others. So we'll keep you apprised.
Very
what's
good.
Going on there in the nation's capital, okay?
Thank you very much, and safe flight to you. Thanks for putting us in the airport shuffle with you. It's 7:25. That's Carla Marinucci from Politico's California Playbook.